Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Wednesday, March the 23rd. It's World Maths Day. And it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl and Matt, sponsored by Kmart. Today, their flyer had an ad that read, radios for sale, $1, volume knob stuck on full. I thought, I can't turn that down. Quick note that I saw the flyer on the new Kmartverse, only available via Palm Pilot devices. So look for that coming out soon. As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
Well, I'm not sure that beautiful is the qualifier I would use for today. We've already hit our high of 3 degrees. It'll be gray and wet throughout the rest of the day. Chance of freezing rain, so do be careful out there. And a little bit warmer and drier tomorrow. And on World Maths Day, we shout out to those geniuses who double majored in mathematics and agriculture. I don't know about you, but I was never able to master calculus. Could never really figure out the moo trick system. Right.
Good golly. Geniuses. That's a cool term. Genii? Genius? Woo. Of all geniuses, genii, the popularity of World Maths Day has multiplied fast. The day does encourage students globally to take a break from the standard day-to-day math lessons and instead participate in competitive math-themed games, giving them the opportunity to win prizes and scholarships. Did you know that 85% of Canadians struggle with basic math? I'm glad I'm in the other 50%. Math is an essential skill. For example, there was a surgeon who was worried about the number of patients that they had. I didn't know who to work on first until their nurse told them, just follow the order of operations. But school can be confusing. For example, a double negative in English, bad. But in math, it's positive.
Yeah.
All right, it is time for Tunes with Tamique. Tamique, what are we listening to today? We've got a number-filled song for Jenny. 8675309.
Oh, okay. I did that. There are so many songs I could have picked. So I picked an artist that I haven't really talked about, but that again, back in the 80s, because I'm an 80s kid, was pretty popular. But even before that, thanks for turning me on to Nerdle Jeans, because it's such a fun kind of brain twister strategic game. So yeah, maybe, I don't know, we'll talk to Ventura about it. Maybe he'll make that suggestion. But even when it comes to math, I would say I learned math the best, believe it or not, playing dominoes and cards with my dad. That's how I really started to learn how to like count in my head. Because again, you can't count with your fingers if you're holding cards and dominoes in your hand. So just a little tip for parents out there. If you're trying to get your kids to stop counting on their hands, you want them to think quickly. Playing games like dominoes and card games that require them to count. Honestly, it's a fun and competitive way you get them to compete with you. But it really, you'll see, honestly, it pays huge dividends in the end.
Honestly, absolute brilliance on your father's part. Like, I should have been telling my wife, I'm taking the kids to Vegas to learn math.
But I'm telling you, you learn quick. So the artist that I'm showcasing today is Gloria Estefan, and of course the Miami Sound Machine. And her song 1-2-3. Do you guys remember that song?
And no, can you sing a few bars?
No, not 1-2-3. Not today. But it's such a fun song, and what I love about that band, they brought that like Latin Cuban sound to the masses, really. I mean, you had, of course, a lot of other singers on artists, but they were like the pop standard in the 80s for that sound, and lots of horns and movement. So listen to, on a day like today, especially that's sort of gray and sad, I think 1-2-3 is gonna be a song that peps up your mood and makes you feel good. So while you're counting that money, which might just be 1-2-3, go ahead and listen to 1-2-3 today by Gloria Estefan and the Miami Sound Machine.
Right on. Another helpful tip to get away from counting on fingers, mitts. Or boxing gloves. multiple purpose. Well, let's get to Ventures with Venturo, today sponsored by EJ's Pet Center. If you're looking for animals who can do math, let's start with chickens, horses, dogs, honeybees, spiders, and salamanders, who seem to have some number-like skills. What have you got for us today, Venturo?
Wednesday, and as usual, I'm sharing a book. This book is in keeping with World Math Day. And a big part of math is actually doing some problem solving. So this book is called Problem Solving 101, A Simple Book for Smart People by Ken Watanabe, right? The book basically has three lessons that you'll get from it. The first one is the first step to tackling any problem is to break it down. Pretty simple, right? When you break it down, it makes it easier for you to analyze the causes and potential solutions of your problem. The second lesson is make sure you analyze all potential root problems and solutions by gathering data and reflecting. And the final step is when trying to find a solution, formulate multiple hypotheses and then test them one by one. It's a great read and it's really, really helpful for kids that you're trying to get them into the vein of problem solving and really problem solving real world tasks. So go check out that book. It's Problem Solving 101, A Simple Book for Smart People by Ken Watanabe. A great read. That's it.
You forgot chapters 4 and 5. You know, the 4 was how to remember your password to Bitcoin. 5 was asking your wife when you should sell your Bitcoin before you make a lot.
Yeah, it's really a fun book, guys, and it's written at a level that kids can understand it as well. So, good for math teachers if they want to get those skills out there.
All right. And I think our real life problem is going to be to get Elaine a hutch, and we'll be applying those problem solving strategies today.
Do you think that there's a Staples like listener out there?
A chicken hutch or a hutch hutch?
Hey, let's get to this week's edition of The Sizzler, where Vice Principal Botnick and our own special guest, Matt Schulman, Quote Machine, work together to earn a gift certificate to the Zeller's Restaurant. How are you doing today, Matt?
Still sucking air.
Enunciation is so important.
I just got pro tip, Matt. Eventually, you have to exhale, too.
Well, today you will earn valuable Zeller's Restaurant dollars based on the accuracy and creativity of your responses and how much they delight the wise guys and girl. Remember, bonus bucks earned each time you get Venturo to laugh out loud. We are even, since we didn't have a show last week. I have 3 questions in my hand about maths, brought to you by dudes who love math, or as we call them, algebros. Question number 1. In a room of 23 people, there's a 50% chance of what happening? Matt Schulman.
That I won't be there. Too many people.
Keeping it COVID friendly. Very good.
Oh, it's, 23, $6. Vice Principal Botnick.
In a room of 23 people, I'd say that there's a 50% chance of 100% of the people wondering what 50% of 23 is.
And how many of them have birthdays on the same day? I don't know. All right, we got 2 $6 responses there, and let's get to question number 2. If you write out the letters to the numbers from 0 to 1,000, when does the letter A make its first appearance? Vice Principal Botnick.
I would say right at the beginning. Because whenever I start anything, I say a 1. And 2.
Channeling his inner Lawrence Welk. Well done, sir. Matt Schulman.
I'm only at 287. I should have the answer for you by Friday afternoon.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so we'll hold off on dollar amounts for that one. Question 3, how will the phrase, may I have a large container of coffee, help you in maths? Matt Schulman.
It's a mnemonic device to remind me that I have a serious caffeine addiction.
I think mnemonic has a lot of letters in it. That's good for $7. Vice Principal Botnick.
I'm not sure that I've ever uttered the phrase, may I have a large container of coffee? But it does behoove me to ask why they can't figure out how to round down your change at Tim's when your bill comes to 307. I never get it right.
You should go for the medium. It's only 207.
Not going to help them.
All right. So we have a tentative amount of $30 plus, Matt, when you get back to us Friday afternoon with your response.
Okay.
$100.
All right. Excellent. May I have a large container of coffee? Oh, if you count the numbers in each letter, it's the first whatever number of digits of pi. 3141596.
Sounds like the coffee.
Keep going.
COFFE.
Oh, coffee and a pie. Got you.
Keep your digits out of the pie.
Lane, this is a family show here.
Probably a good time to get to Wednesday's word.
Well, totally fitting on today's show number. You know, listening to this show with all these puns that especially JD throws out just leaves me numb. But on World Math Day, when he throws out the math puns, it leaves me numbered.
All right, that is it for us today, everyone. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for listening today. We're looking forward to welcoming back Sir in person, who's down taking care of some odd jobs. And remember, do not hire an odd job guy to do 8 jobs, because they'll do numbers 1, 3, 5, and 7. Have a great Wednesday, everyone. We are the wise guys and girl, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.